Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. D'Amico Ryans just spoke to the assembled media before we went to break there. Some interesting stuff within there. Quickly, I'll let you know that when asked directly, if there we'd see the activation of Jalen Reed or D'Nico Autry, as they're both in their practice window, we'll see how the week goes.
We'll see how the week goes. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that. I thought maybe we were getting to a place where we get a little bit. Nope. What caught your attention? Because there was a lot of things that he talked about within this game, from Jalen Petrie and his impact, and looking at Jadson Smith and Jigba, looking at the defensive line and the interior for the Seahawks, looking at Titus Howard and his development as a player and as a leader. Which one jumped out? Or what jumped out to you in the coach talk?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he loves him some Jalen Petrie. You know, that is no doubt. But that's not what jumped out. What jumped out is what's going to be the story of the game, the story that gives us a little more enlightenment on where this team is, and that's the Seattle front seven, specifically front three or four, versus this Texans offensive line. I mean, the defensive line challenge, that's what he called it, the defensive line challenge for the Texans offensive line. That's the story. He did, as you mentioned, sort of talked about Titus Howard being more of a rock in that offensive line, a little bit more consistent, but doesn't matter. This is the story. That is going to be a great defensive front that they face.
It's also situated to be an incredible test for this Texans team, because the issue that has arisen with this Texans team when there has been issues has been pressure from the interior.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from for the Seattle Seahawks, baby. Yeah. Those defensive tackles are menaces, and D'Amico did a great job. Not that I think that he'd do anything different, as an incredible defensive mind, illustrating that the interior piece is big and strong, and the strength of that defensive line, which is ultimately the strength of that defense. And then the edges, they just play smart football. They're not the best edge pass rushers or anything that are out there, but they play well off of that interior. And so it's a very interesting test for Ed Ingram, a guy that you brought in who's played pretty well, and we've given him credit, right? Mm-hmm. Even Nick Caseri was talking about what it seemed like was their interior kind of their in-house metrics and stuff, that he's been ranked very, very well in his play. Jake Andrews, who has been done a decent job of like running the system, but you've seen cracks in his ability to make sure that he picks up things from time to time. Obviously, not anything that stops no show. And then Juice Scruggs, right? Like, this is going to be an interesting test. Those, for all three of those guys, you have a very intriguing test. And when you get those big dogs in the middle, those aren't as easy to be like, well, just send a chip or add some help. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be a very interesting look at this offensive line, on top of the fact that you're playing in a loud, noisy environment, where how much are they all going to be on the same page on the offense?
And the big test is going to affect C.J. Stroud in the passing game. But, it's how they run the ball against these guys. You know, that's the stress test. Because if they get in, even if it's not negative plays, and we all know how much everybody, but D'Amico Ryans has talked about no negative plays, and it's hard to move the ball and all that. Even if you just go third and, second and nine, third and eight, that makes it very much more difficult for C.J. Stroud. And that's when you mentioned, Jake Andrews and Ed Ingram and obviously anybody else on the interior, Laken Tomlinson, that's what's going to be the biggest test. Not just can they protect C.J. Stroud? Can they put this offense and C.J. Stroud in a position where, they're not just teeing off on you?
Yeah, and you talked about running the football. That will get very tough with this defensive line, with this defensive front. Do you have any, because I mean, D'Amico, when he was, I mean, he basically was like, no, he stuck to this idea that the thing that's worked, staying committed to the run game. He has been hitting that particular note really hard, the complimentary
that's
football.
That's not going to change.
Of it all. No, but do you think that that is entirely true? Clearly there's truth to it, right? Being able to run the football has been beneficial for this team. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, they found something there. But with when you look up at this, you know, this particular defense, is it possible, especially when you look at the game plan offense, at least as it relates to my recollection of the Patriots, there are instances where they were like, actually, we are going to have to throw the ball more in order to counteract what they have and hit some of their weaknesses. Is it any at all possible in your mind that this might need to be less about running the football, especially into what could be a very, very tough run situation?
The way you worded it, I don't agree.
Okay.
Is it going to be less about running the football? No. Mm-hmm. No, he is committed. That's what this offense is. We are, you know, we're going into week seven. They're not going to change. They're not going to just all of a sudden add five pages to the playbook. This is going to be a team that loves to run the ball, runs the ball a lot, sets up safe passes that, you know, to the proverbial live to play another play, all that stuff. They're not going to just all of a sudden start slinging it around. That said, I think they are going to maybe, you know, mix it up a little bit in terms of trusting C.J. Stroud if there is a look on first down that, you know, begs for a pass. Yes, they're going to pass more, but they're not going into any game the rest of the year saying, I think we can sling it around a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to see any, like, 45 pass games for this team. But I do, like, I was thinking, and thank you for pointing this out for me, my brain was more of a, could it possibly be a pass to run?
That's what I think it could
type
be.
Type game versus a run to pass.
Yeah, I think it could be based on the trust and the development that we've seen from C.J. Stroud to make those calls. But we know what their DNA is now. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to run safe passes. And if there's a break in the defense or an opportunity, then they're going to maybe, you know, there will be like three or four quote-unquote shot plays a game. That's very different from some teams, you know, that take a lot more. But you can still be effective if you pass on first down to set up, you know, those longer drives.
Man, it sure sounds like EJ Speed is creeping into the possibility of playing right alongside Azeez Alshire.
I think
it?
He's there. Right?
He gave some, I mean, D'Amico, when he talked about EJ doing a good job, talking about, you know, him being athletic, fast sideline to sideline, can cover space well, all things obviously that you need in that position. He said that he basically pointed to the idea he's earned more trust and more opportunity to get some playing time. But he also mentioned that he still has room to grow. And I did wonder if that was a little bit of like just kind of temper.
Is that coach speak?
Is that coach speak? Yeah. Is that kind of tempering some of this? Because they've still utilized, you know, Henry a decent amount. Obviously, Azeez is going to be a mainstay because of his capabilities and his production. I do wonder, like, should this be a place where EJ Speed is now considered kind of your starter, at least getting more of the lion's share of those reps?
I don't think anything is going to change in an off week. I think EJ Speed's still going to probably get a majority of looks on the defensive side, but clearly you have, I mean, it's kind of getting puzzling with Christian Harris, isn't it?
Just him individually.
Just in general, yeah. But I think he's going to get some opportunities, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, there is going to be a point where we need to spin this forward to, this is supposedly a contract year for Christian Harris.
Yeah.
And as of right now, it very much feels like, I mean, just on off, yes, no, pass, fail.
Mm-hmm.
Contract extension?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or unless it's very cheap and affordable.
Yeah. No.
Which is, if you told me that at the beginning of last year, obviously we found out that he wasn't going to play for most of
it. We'd be counting the millions.
Right.
We'd be counting those millions.
Football, yeah. Wow. Yeah, 713. I'm hearing you in that same place. We are not going to be able to run. I don't know if I'll say that definitively. However, I do have my questions and my concerns about that. Quick passing. Quick passing is one of those things that I'd be interested to see if that is something that they ultimately go to a lot.
I think it could be.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I really did enjoy D'Amico Ryans talking about the players. He talked about how the defense has done a good job because of the players. They work the right way. And some of that sounds like coach speech, but he gets to the point where he's like, look, man, we haven't changed much on defense, which, yeah.
Yeah,
like the defense is fairly, and obviously not to say that it's just the exact same thing. They do different things. They challenge in somewhat different ways depending on the team. But the defense is pretty standard. I think that what the elevation that we've seen is just the players playing better and playing more together, not having those big breaks that leave somebody on an island.
And just improvement in general from a lot of these guys. You mentioned EJ Speed. We didn't know what to expect from him. But hell, MJ Stewart is, you know, has been playing. You haven't seen a big drop off, and I didn't expect that.
Yeah, this is another place where it'll be interesting to see, because again, we saw the defense really lock in in some ways, because you know we talked about the CJ Gardner-Johnson change, but also when we talk about the teams that you're playing against. That's also one of those things. Let's see the defense.
Oh, it's huge.
Let's see this defense in a different game script type of thing. And I know we had the first two games, and they handled themselves incredibly well.
Talk about a referendum.
Yeah.
This is going to be a referendum game.
Yeah, this is going to be a very good litmus test all the way around for this Texas team. Super excited for it. And we'll talk about it a lot over the coming week here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, appreciate you rocking with us here. More stuff to talk about. I want to dig deeper into the Jalen Petrie and see, like, have we not given him enough respect thus far in the season? But right now is the time where we typically hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so, and I got a question for you guys, and you could text in 713-572-4610. If Anxiety had a ringtone, what would it sound like?
Anxiety ringtone.
Huh. Yeah, and that's in honor of me driving on the freeway, and this sound always gets me for some reason.
Oh, I like this, Figgy.
All right. If Anxiety has a ringtone, what would it sound like? 713-572-4610. Let us know. We'll talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. If Anxiety had a ringtone, what will it sound like? 713-572-4610. And this is in honor of me riding on the freeway. It was yesterday. I was on my way home from work, driving like normal. And you know, people in Houston kind of drive a little crazy at times. Specifically, I got to call out the bikers out there.
Oh,
salute to all the bikers out there.
How
y'all?
Careful now.
Yeah, y'all be look. They do a good job. I haven't seen nothing crazy, but they be weaving through those lanes
on the line in between the lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, when they're lane splitting.
They be cutting it close to the point. I be like, ooh, that kind of give me anxiety. Specifically, this sound right here. This is the sound I heard as I was driving.
Rockets?
I didn't. It was so crazy. I didn't even see the motorcycle.
I never saw it. You rarely do.
I don't know if it was ongoing or in the same lane as me. I had no idea. All I just heard. I just heard it. I'm like, So it kind of got me thinking of different sounds.
Sounds that make you anxious.
Yeah, I actually have a list of a couple things too. So that was my first one. My next one is this. I got to get a let me go right here. Let me get a little nerdy real quick. So I used to play this game called Zelda. It was one specifically a Link to the Past or something like that. And whenever you kind of collect a whole bunch of hearts. And so that's kind of like your energy or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And when you get low on hearts, this is what it sound like right here, and this sound drives me nuts. Wait, here you go. You see that little?
Oh yeah.
So if you don't get no other hearts, you gonna go around like that the whole time.
You're just irritating everybody.
Yeah. So and then that means you pretty much about to die.
Yeah.
And wait, what did you play this on? Because I feel like also
Super Nintendo.
Yeah. See, it's one of them systems where you can't save your progress.
Yeah.
You could never say no progress back in the day.
That's the anxiety inducing part. Is like not just I'm about to die. It's if I die, all this work that I've put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not.
You got to go right back to the beginning. And here's another one from another game. I think everybody familiar with the game Sonic on Sega Genesis. And you know that level where you in the water and you trying to get back up to the top? Yep. When you hear that sound, you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy, I got to go. It's getting faster.
You trying to jump up on that level and you keep falling back down?
I actually remember this one, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, you gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that one kind of get me, too. Mm-hmm. A couple other ones that kind of irritate me is the when people have a low battery on their phone and it's like 9%. When they get the single digits, that's when I kind of start.
Yeah.
I got to get a charger ASAP. It could be at 10. I'm good at 10. Mm-hmm. Once it get the single digits, I need a charger ASAP.
So I've been thinking about this. If anxiety had a sound for me, there's a very specific sound, and all the boaters and fishermen out there will know this. You go out fishing. You're in the middle of the bay somewhere. You park your boat, turn off the motor. Or not park. You stop your boat, turn off the motor. Go fish, and then you go back to turn it on. And if you don't put the throttle right on neutral, you just hear click, 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 click. And you immediately think, oh, hell, my battery's dead, and I'm stuck out in the middle of the bay. But then most people, you have to put it right in neutral, or else if you try to start it like anywhere else, it just click, 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 click. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to be stuck out here for hours. They're never going to find me.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought you were going with one of the ones. I thought you were going to go with something, Figgy, when you were talking about being on a highway. And there's not one in particular, but any one of them car sounds, you start hearing that knock or something, and you just go, oh,
yeah.
Because it sounds like hundreds upon thousands.
How about the brake squeal? When you're stopping and you hear that, and you're I need $800 worth of brakes.
Yeah, the brake school is one of them. Oh, actually, you know what it is? It's just that ka-doom whenever you hit a pothole because you're like, is that a whole tire?
Yeah.
Because also, the brakes, you might be like, am I willing to deal with this squeal for a little bit?
Yeah.
That when that tire pop, you got to get it right now.
I ain't going to lie. I dealt with brake squeaking way longer than I should. So it's kind of a little bit normal to me.
Yeah.
Some good ones are coming in here on the text line again, 713-572-4610. A number of people with a very good answer, which is whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Because there's a whole bunch of different levels of anxiety, which is, oh man, I already did my defensive driving. This one's just going to be on my record.
Or
oh,
why
man,
are they stopping me? Here's this money. Oh no, they figured it out.
Right, right. Oh no, there's something in the car that should not be. There's a lot of different levels of anxiety to that one.
Sometimes you can have a clean record and ain't doing nothing wrong. Just as soon as a cop get behind you, oh man, cops don't turn around, man.
Sometimes it's just, damn, I'm about to be late. Right? Sometimes it's just like, this is going to take me 10 minutes, and I don't have 10 minutes right now.
Yeah, a couple other ones on the list is that default iPhone alarm sound.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That one came up.
I wish I used to have that one, but that one.
The Windows crashing sound? That, you know, when Windows crashes, it makes a specific do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, and they're like,
I don't remember the last time my computer crashed like that. Like, I feel like we've gotten to a good place where that one is not so anxiety inducing.
The chirp on the smoke detector when you need a battery.
Oh God!
See, that doesn't induce anxiety.
You start hitting it with a broom.
No, I'm like, all right, we need to get them batteries. I listen to too many damn podcasts where they smoke detector needed a new battery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to that making you late. That the chiming of the railroad crossing.
Oh God! Should I beat it? Should I try to get under?
No, you should not even be thinking about it.
I think about it every time.
Somebody wasn't listening to no PSAs they playing on this station, man.
Right?
But you can hear the sound, but the little stick things haven't fallen down yet. I think I got this.
Some great ones, by the way, coming in from the 346. When Carrie Underwood starts singing on a Sunday, like that's
awesome.
Your Sunday scaries kick in because you're like, it is basically Monday now.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend is over. Weekend gone.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, it's the tick, tock, tick. That 60 minutes come on, you're like, damn. we are out of here. Yeah. The breaking news sounder, somebody said, gives them PTSD from the COVID days, like the height of COVID, where it was just, as soon as you got there, everybody's like, oh, Lord, what is it now? And then this one I love so much from the 404. Hearing Anita Baker, Sweet Love on a Saturday.
Oh,
get up, time to clean, baby.
Yeah, time to clean,
You got 4 hours of cleaning in front of you.
I think I outgrew that now because I just played Anita Baker on the daily.
Yeah.
So it don't really take me back to the time I had to clean up. But, I feel that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He tested those in, by the way. Just get them in. 713-572-4610. As I continue on, the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So I don't think, Reggie, you wasn't here when I confessed that. I'm a big fan of these cop cam type of videos that have been popping up on my TikTok. Every time I see one, I just stop and watch the whole thing. Sometimes they be about 8 minutes. And it's just people stealing from Walmart and just all type of stuff. But this one was a little scary. We talked about being on the freeway and all that stuff. So apparently a man crashed into a police car. And he had a bizarre reaction to this. So what you're going to hear is the actual car crash. You're going to hear the cop get on his little radio and pretty much calling in saying, hey, get an ambulance, Everybody was fine and all that. And then you're going to hear the person that actually crashed in the back of the cop car. And by the way, he had somebody pulled over. So that could be a little scary, but this is how that sounded. This is part one to that.
Fairview 187. My vehicle's just been hit. Started an ambulance.
Hey, grabbing.
You tell me.
I need a new car.
Here, come over here, buddy. Get out of the road. Here, have a seat real quick. Have a seat. You all right?
Damn. Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened, dude?
I don't know, man. I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Okay.
And I took some weed pills.
Some weed pills?
All right, we did a lot.
Okay. Anybody else in the car?
Nah, it's just me.
187. Driver tells me he's been drinking and took some weed pills.
Yeah,
no. Sit down, sit down. Okay. I don't want you to get hit. Okay.
He's done.
Yeah. No, my favorite part is he crashed and said, what happened?
Yeah, right.
The cop said, I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, man.
Right from what happened, I was like, yeah, you're just going to have to give something up, big fella. Because we already suspect there's probable cause. When he was like, I've been drinking, I was like, there you go, big fella. And then he said, I had weed pills. I was like, hey, we're doing too much.
I didn't even know nothing about you no didn't need to give weed all pills.
You didn't even have to say that.
The cop said, you tell me.
He said, damn, I'm going to need a new car. And I'm like, brother.
Yeah, you need a lot more than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's part two to that situation of the man crashing into the back of the cop's car.
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Airbag went off. Everything went off. What's up, bud?
You all right, man?
It's a nice car I just crashed.
Are you the owner of that car?
Yes, sir.
What year is it?
2018. It was 2018.
Was it 2018?
Yeah. Hey, man, I ain't never been to car accident. Not like that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, dude.
I got insurance. It ain't gonna cover that, though.
Well, I don't know, but that's not what we're concerned about right now. We're concerned about everybody's okay, all
right? Right.
I did that on purpose, sir.
What, you hit me on purpose?
Yeah, I did.
Why is that?
I'm bored.
You bored?
I'm bored.
Fairview 187. Copy subject.
What?
He said, I hit you on purpose, sir.
I'm bored?
Yes, he let the intrusive thoughts win, and actually took me entirely to a different place. At first, I was going to be like, we're laughing, but obviously, like, drinking, driving, a real problem. I think that, like, that instantly became this is a mental health considered situation.
Well, like, it sounds like it now.
Right. Yeah. Like, at first, it was, like, drinking, but I was, like, I was kind of interested in that because he sounded like he was slurring. Now, clearly, you don't have to slur to be drunk, right? And obviously, there's the stopping point from you driving is well before that, obviously. But when he goes... actually, I hit you on purpose. I'm bored. I was like, oh, that's bells. And it sounded like the cop was also like, yeah, we're going to need to take you to a different place.
Tell me there's a part three. How did this end?
Yeah, it kind of got a little worse. I ain't played the rest of it. But, yeah, he started saying some little bit of uncomfortable things about his childhood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure if he was drunk.
Was he trying to kill himself?
I have no idea. I didn't hear that part in there.
Yeah.
But so it was a little bit bizarre.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
Honestly, definitely took a turn. Hope he gets help. Kind of happy about the way it played out. Ultimately,
nobody got hurt.
Yeah. Like they were able to have a pretty civil conversation throughout this. I just hope he gets the help that he needs.
Yeah, the cop wasn't hurt. The young man wasn't hurt. He was kind of just sitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And the people that the cop originally pulled over wasn't hurt, so everybody was good.
And he got insurance, so we all gonna make it.
As he said, they ain't gonna cover that though.
Well, totally.
And that vehicle looked bad too. I'm glad.
We'll get a little something when they total it.
I'm surprised he got out the car that quick. Yeah. How bad that car looked.
What happened? It sounded like he was standing right next to the cop. He was like, he smash. Was.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened, dog?
You tell me.
I don't know. You tell me. All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. Got to give some thoughts and prayers and a rest in peace to R&B singer D'Angelo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, are you familiar with D'Angelo Lopez?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really, what song?
R&B, I don't know what song.
I was just trying to call you.
Name three songs.
Yeah, what's the song?
Yeah.
Now, here's the song. I know you heard this song before right here. It's the long version. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's the long version.
Why are you asking me? You tell me.
Let me tell you about this girl. Maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brown Sugar. See, we've been shaking up constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade. Blood burgundy.
I'm not gonna lie. The whole since I realized because the song was about. We made eye contact when we found out that D'Angelo had passed. Yeah. I've just been humming one of his songs in my head since. Like, I absolutely love his work. Like, raw emotion that comes through in his work. It's really sad. 51 is what
he's 51 years old.
Prostate cancer. Like, it's one of those things where he just kind of dealt with it in silence and unfortunately lost the battle. So, as always, bleep cancer. But, yeah, always hate seeing somebody, especially someone of great talent that you connect with their work, passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace to D'Angelo, man. Way too young, man. Way too young.
51.
Man, you ain't give us no positives in here. We went from anxiety sounds to just maybe a mental health incident. A
lot of turns.
Hitting a cop.
Hey, that's what be in my brain sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe y'all need to get checked out or something.
I mean, just maybe. But also, we'll see if we can cheer you up at some point. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Right here on the show. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Earlier, Lopez unveiled his quarterback dog tier
dog
list. What for you do you want to see from CJ Stroud this week and also going forward to help you feel a little bit stronger about the dog within him? 713-572-4610. We do that next. Salute to D'Angelo, passed away today at the age of 51. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Sean Bajani and Clint Sterner. Obviously, Bajani in for Ron Hughley. Earlier today, Lopez, you were doing the dog, quarterback dog.
Who's got that dog in him?
That's right. That is how you posited it. And you put, of the five tiers.
Just stop.
He does love dogs. And I'm guessing to him there, you're talking about his Laramie Tunsil. But you set up five tiers, and you had the middle tier comprised of quarterbacks, including C.J. Stroud. And so, obviously, that is not the optimal tier. You want some more dog in your quarterback.
Dog tendencies is what it
dog
is.
Dog tendencies. Yeah. But clearly, that would intimate that you would want some more consistency with such tendencies. Mm-hmm. And so, with that being the case, what would you need to see from one C.J. Stroud in order to get more of, get more of those tendencies to show for you?
You know, I'm glad you asked it that way, because it's not about, like, Baker Mayfield getting popped and popping back up and talking trash. I don't need to see
CJ Stroud talk trash.
Well, getting in guys' faces, talking trash, you know, slapping guys around, you know, or whatever. To me, that, I mean, that's fine, and some people love that, you know, more power to you. But I'm talking about, like, you know, moments and embracing them and taking, you know, taking advantage of them, making the most of them, which obviously Baker Mayfield also does. You know, Patrick Holmes is not necessary. Patrick Mahomes is not.
I was like, who is Patrick Holmes?
Patrick Mahomes is not necessarily, you know, a big time flamboyant, you know, demonstrative guy. He can be, but, you know, that's not what
he has moments.
That's not his MO. He just makes the plays when they count. That's what I want to see. And we talked about this with CJ Stroud. He's not an alpha. He's not the dog-ish, you know, which is, you know, by and large close to that. It's more dog tendencies. But really, I kind of struggled with him being more so than that. It's just we've only seen five quarters, not five games.
Of this year.
Of
but
this kind of play.
So we're not considering the other seasons where, I mean, you've seen him make plays out of structure. We've seen him in scramble drill connect with consistently Tank. We've seen him connect relatively consistently mm-hmm. with Nico Collins. We've seen him connect in scramble drill with a number of guys and have to make plays. Hell, maybe one of the plays of the season last year was in the postseason.
We need to prove that it was real.
Okay. All right.
It was real for his rookie year. Rookie of the year, you know, big time. Took the league by storm. But then it was off the cliff, you know, essentially. So now we're starting to see. And no one in this room, and really, I don't think anybody really at this station has ever been doubtful of CJ Stroud's ability. There's some people in this city that, you know, and we're getting him on the text board occasionally, don't think he's the guy. None of us have ever said that. It's just like, are you a dog? I mean, are you going to be able to carry this team the way it needs to be carried, you know, et cetera?
It might feel like that's actually, in my estimation, I think that it's going to be more about the circumstance around him. Going back to that person who was like, well, if Patrick Holmes wasn't in the place that he was, we wouldn't see that. But yeah, circumstance matters a good amount, and I think that's the thing that's been interesting for CJ. The circumstance has been kind of odd. Obviously, rookie year, you have all the rookie things, first-time head coach, first-time play caller, and he's a rookie trying to find his way in this league with the learning curve that is there for a quarterback. So there's that. Second year, we could talk about and we could revisit all those things. And then this year, it's only been five games, and through three and a half of those games, it wasn't looking great because he's picking up a new offense and you're seeing some of the issues that exist there. We're seeing what it'll look like. And obviously, I think it's just time. Like, that was my ultimate point in asking this is I feel like it might just be more instances and more opportunities with time.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I don't think you can't just say, oh, this guy's right there shoulder to shoulder with, you know, the Jalen Hurts of the world, the Dak, which, you know, we talked about Dak Prescott having such a good year, All those type guys. He's getting there. He's got it in him, I think.
I found this to be interesting.
You think?
I think he does. Yeah, that's not unfair. That's not unfair at all.
Oh, and I'm dead wrong here because I said that the drive today will be comprised of Bajani and Clint Sterner. I missed out on the fact that B. Scott from Hiram Clark is in with the drive. So it's Bajani and B. Scott, and they will join us here in a second, courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing. Apparently, Josina Anderson is reporting that the Chargers are making preliminary inquiries on running backs and offensive linemen. We got a few weeks, maybe about 3 weeks, till the trade deadline, so these things are kind of popping up. You look at that running back one, and you've got some running backs, particularly ones that it feels like you're not utilizing. That feels like that could be an opportunity for the Texans, no?
Running back?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I mean, there's people around here that want the Texans to add a running back with all of the running backs that you seemingly have available.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about, you know, as well. But
I feel like Damian Pierce would be the prime candidate to try to utilize, especially because it feels like for the first time in Damian Pierce's tenure that there's been a tacit acknowledgement that, hey, he is not giving us what we need, right? Obviously, a couple years ago, just got his job took. Right. Last year, it was one of those where we kept talking about it. They kept talking about, we believe in Damian Pierce, and kept giving him burn, but we weren't seeing the fruit of that labor.
Yeah.
They've cut down his snaps. I feel like this would be the opportunity to send Damian Pierce to a place that would, you know, better suit what he does. No, this feels like this could be maybe not the Chargers in particular, but this trade deadline could be the time where we see Damian Pierce no longer wear Houston Texans jerseys.
I don't disagree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.